Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We've been talking about supernatural experiences and how important our attitude toward supernatural experiences. A quick refresher is that we are a spirit being, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Your body functions in the natural realm. Your soul functions in the supernatural realm, and your spirit functions in the spiritual realm. This may not be what you have learned, and if what you have learned is working for you, that's great. But our goal is the practical relationship with God. It's not about being able to create or craft a perfect understanding for the sake of understanding. We want to know and do. So over time, we may change this approach, and we're always open to other great ideas, but we're not going to argue for the sake of one point of view over another. If you have a point of view regarding your supernatural experiences and it's bringing you into a dependent relationship with God, where you are enjoying increasing freedom and confidence, then go for it and continue to share your experiences and your understanding. That's great. That doesn't affect what we're teaching here. We have a common goal, all of us. We want to know God. You may not even think you do. But if your spirit has been enlivened by God, and that's the only way it can be, you want to know him. Because you are your spirit. Your identity, your being is now your spirit. And your spirit's goal, who you are as a spirit, the focus and purpose on this earth is to bring your soul and your body into alignment with itself. So that your soul and your body can know God, can receive God, can be one and in him, just as your spirit is now. And this is one of the reasons we want to keep it simple, because the details, how does this work? How does the conscience fit in? What about this? What about that? We don't want to get caught up in those details when we are initially trying to emphasize the options that are available on a first level basis. There may be times when God wants us to talk about the details, and then we will. But we first want to and need to establish first truths, the basic understandings. Otherwise, we do. We get so caught up in this, that, and the other thing. And that can be from a variety of sources. All three of our enemies use that, as they do so many things. The world system, our flesh, and the devil can all use the details to keep us distracted from the focus on knowing and having a knowing relationship with God, an intimate, personal, where you know him by his first name, where you recognize his voice, where he has a pet name for you that only you share with him. So it's not about the technical aspects of Christianity. It's about a practical, step-by-step approach to knowing him. And again, the basic number one constant that we all are working on is being able to hear and recognize and test his voice. So once we have accomplished an initial recognition that when you ask, Lord, what do you want me to do here? Lord, is this you? Lord, is there something you want to talk to me about? And we can test that. Lord, is this you? And know how to deal with that. Then the second step is knowing that the more time we spend with him, the more we cultivate that quiet lifestyle. Again, what is his next purpose, or his co-purpose, is to bring our soul and our purpose as well, our soul and our body, into alignment with our spirit. So we're going to address both the soul and the body, more so the soul. And since the soul functions in the supernatural realm, we want to start addressing how does that happen. And what we'll find is that our soul, in order to dwell in the supernatural realm, has its own senses. Just as physically you have senses, your soul has senses. And we simply want to be objective about what is going on in the supernatural realm. Because part of your job is to be able to distinguish where your attack is coming from and how to exercise your authority over the supernatural realm. So we begin to allow God to draw us into supernatural experiences. And we see them not as something that is an extra. This is an integral part of our relationship with God. This is part of who we are. You are a spirit being, and your soul functions in the supernatural realm and was created to exercise authority in the supernatural realm. So we start looking at, if we are not exercising authority in the supernatural realm, our spirit is not functioning in proper alignment with our soul in that area. This is why when Jesus was walking around as a man, God in flesh, he easily exercised authority over the supernatural and the natural realms because he recognized who his father was. Well, you and I have the same father. Jesus is your big brother, my big brother. We have the same relationship with Father that he did and does. And so likewise, this is why he said that greater things shall you do because I go to my Father. You know, if he was still walking in the flesh, we'd be waiting for him to do it. Whatever it is. Solving our problems, solving the world problems. But he said, greater things shall you do. And I love the verse that says, you say to the mountain, be removed, and it will be removed. He didn't say, you pray to me, and I'll move it. No, you say to the mountain. And yet here we are. We can't even identify what the mountain is. And this is why we want to keep it practical and not get caught up being distracted. Now, again, there may be time when we'll get into the deep weeds. But that it's not now. So we allow God to draw us and increase our desire. And the more time you spend with him, the more that desire will be stoked. Your desire for what he wants you to be seeking, the direction he wants you to be going. Don't worry about figuring it out. It will become apparent. As you listen, don't worry about hearing. Be satisfied that you are listening, being available. He's doing the changing and the refining and the clearing without your help. Very often he changes things without us even knowing about it until way down the road. Oh, I used to struggle with that. How did I overcome that? And sometimes we don't know because he just does it. But do understand that your motivation is from your spirit, your true nature. So simply respond where you're at. Start where you're at. If there are concerns or fears or doubts, that's fine. Let's deal with them. But that's what brings us to our attitudes. Because your attitude is like a filter. If you've got rose-colored glasses on, you'll think everything is just fine and dandy, and that nothing harmful or you don't need to be careful at all. You don't need to be aware. Everything's fine. That God won't let anything into your experience that you need to take any authority over. But God brings us through those situations so that we can learn to overcome them. There's a reason it's called warfare. You have been given mighty weapons. They're yours now. But the only way you will learn how to use them is through battle. Practice is one thing. And very often Christians spend all their time hacking up one another. And we need to respond to God's training in whatever way he chooses. So if you have sunglasses on, things could just be dim and dark and not clear. Or if you just don't want to be involved in it at all. These are all attitudes that will hinder and cloud the clarity that God wants to give you. Don't worry about what you see, what you perceive, what you hear, what you feel. Start with recognizing that you feel something, that you see something, that you hear something, and then take it seriously. Write it down. Take God seriously. He's taking you seriously, where you're at right now. Don't worry about your past history. Don't worry about where or what your previous training or experience has been. We are all in the process of growing. And where you are now is a summation of where you have been. Don't ever let the enemy trick you into thinking that it's too late, you've lost time, you'll never accomplish what he set out for you to do. Those are all lies. Because what he has set out for you to do is not something. You are his goal. Again, your purpose now is not to accomplish something, not to reach a goal, not to build the kingdom for God or save your family or anything like that. It's to become one, spirit, soul, and body. Now, those all may be projects. God may have you save your family. God may have you have a healing ministry. God may have you give you great insight and revelation. God may have you do nothing ministry related at all. But those are all supporting your purpose, which is to become one in him, spirit, soul, and body. So, what are these attitudes? There's the four general categories: positive attitude, a negative attitude, a neutral attitude, and then everything else, which is just like an ignorant attitude. We talked last week a little bit about having a positive attitude. And again, we want to look at those things that we are interested in. Write them down. If you are interested in a particular area, whether it's prophecy or healing or angels or speaking in tongues or seeing revelation into the future or the past or what's happening on other planets, how does time work? How did the dinosaurs die off? Those are all questions God would love to talk to you about. What are you interested in? But those supernatural experiences can occur any time during the day or night. And we'll get into detail about how to cultivate these experiences. But they should be part of our awareness. They are happening around you right now. But our awareness is so undeveloped. And all we want to do is develop. Develop our senses, develop our awareness. So we can cultivate and value and enjoy those experiences. We can trust God to train, to protect, and provide for us whatever is necessary to bring that agenda, his agenda, to fruition. We can just objectively make ourselves available and take our day-to-day experiences, supernatural experiences, as the training opportunities that they are. If we stay focused on those goals, we can just trust that he will provide everything else we need. We can just rest. Even working, we can rest. Even battling, we can rest. We can have that sort of a stepped back awareness from it. In other words, don't take it personal. This is all about you, but it's not about your soul or your body. Your spirit has already accomplished everything it needs to accomplish because it's been renewed into God. So you've already got an A+. Okay? So don't worry about it. You've already graduated. You've already done the hard stuff. Now this is just finishing up your goals here on this earth. Again, bringing your soul and your body into alignment. So what about negative attitudes? Those who have a negative attitude toward supernatural experiences usually do so because of misinformation. It's usually based on what they've heard, someone else's experience or their opinion, or sometimes the fear. Well, all kinds of fear, but especially the fear of being out of control. The fear of making a mistake. And the fear of being hurt. Now, solically, these are all legitimate fears. So we're not saying don't be concerned about these things. But each one of these fears, we don't just move forward in spite of them and just say, well, I'm just going to gut it out. I'm just going to trust God that he's not going to let me into a situation where I'm going to get hurt. No, we take the fears and we ask God. Again, what is the purpose of all this? Learning to know God. We say, God, I'm afraid of being hurt. I'm afraid I'm going to do something so stupid, it's going to be wrong, and I'm going to get hurt, or someone or something I love is going to get hurt, and I'm going to pay the price. And let him tell you, I got it. We're all set. Even if you do make a mistake, which you will, guess what? You're going to make mistakes. We better learn how to deal with making a mistake. In fact, we should get really good at making mistakes. Making mistakes is not a crime. Adults make mistakes. Those who are seeking to know God make mistakes. You and I make mistakes. So go ahead and make mistakes and be proud of it. I tried this. I tried walking on water. It didn't work. This is not about our preconceptions and just ignoring them or overcoming them with our own mind, our own what we call emotional faith or whatever. It's taking those fears to God. Take your attitude, your questions to God. God, what do you have to say about this? I'm afraid that I'm going to be tricked, that I'm not going to be able to tell the enemy's voice from yours. That's a legitimate fear. So ask God about it. One of the reasons the Lord wants us to want supernatural experiences is precisely to expose those areas in our belief system. You have your own belief system. It's unique to you. But there are areas in your belief system that are based on a lack of confidence in God. That you think you have to do it. You have to be good enough or strong enough or insightful enough, rather than understanding that it's your spirit's job, not your soul's, to take care of each situation. And your spirit can and does perfectly. Your spirit's not making any mistakes. It's your soul. And it's, the soul is just en route to being one with your spirit. So again, as long as we show up for training, for work, we are on the right track. It's not about how well we do. It's, are you showing up? Are you making yourself available to Him? Are you letting Him train and guide and enliven your soul? Are you allowing Him to heal your wounds? Reveal and remove your flesh? Are you willing to be trained and taught by Him alone? He may use other people, but who is the first and final, the Alpha and Omega in your life? Is it God? Or do you turn to someone or something else first? There's the simplicity of devotion to Christ, knowing Him, and allowing Him to decide what is most important for you. So we, part of the process, this process is to relieve ourselves of those fears and gain confidence that what God has us going through is to teach us to rule and reign now and to exercise the authority that we already have. We have nothing to fear from trying new things and nothing to fear from asking for supernatural experiences. Period. God wants you to want what He wants for you. And He wants you to live as a spirit being that has a soul and lives in a body here on this earth. To do that, you are going to have to learn how to exercise your authority over the supernatural realm. You're going to have to learn how to get healed, how to release your flesh, how to recognize and let God remove it, and then how to overcome the demonic and other, if there are other kinds of critters in the supernatural realm, as well as the other kind of supernatural beings, the angels. So we have a ways to go in not just our understanding, but our doing. And it's all about one of the most critical things that we experience in our lives, and yet we have ultimate control over, and that is how we spend our time. So we'll continue next week talking about the neutral attitudes and then the ignorant. As always, you can drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org, and I'm always happy to hear from you. I always appreciate the feedback and the questions. I try to answer those questions as promptly as I can. The simpler the question, the better, if you want a quick answer. And it is good, though, to know how the perception, what the perception is of the direction we're going in. Is this is about the rubber meeting the road. What is practically working in our lives? So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again next Sunday, same time. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.